Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins. Thank you for tuning in. We always look forward to spending some time with you on the weekends, and I hope you'd like to spend some time with us, because that's what we're here for. Folks, our country is going through a lot right now. We understand that, and I know that you're probably tired of hearing about a lot of it, as we all are, but it's critical. It's important that we talk about it, that we educate each other, we share information with each other, because that's how we're going to turn this ship and save our country, if we are able to turn it and save it. And that's by getting the truth out there. We know we can't depend on mainstream media. There's no honesty in the media anymore. You can't depend on newspapers, magazines. They will lie in a heartbeat and deceive you. And so we have to share with each other. We are the media now. We are the main source of the truth. People like us, conservatives, that are true patriots, that are standing up for our country, and do our own research. And we try to pass that information along to you and encourage you. Don't take our word for it. You don't have to trust us any more than you trust the media. We hope you do, but you don't have to. We encourage you to do your own research. Follow up on it. Check it out. If you find that we are in error on something that we say on this program, then you can please go to our website, cctaxpayers.com. Click on the feedback link and let us have it. And we will admit, if we're wrong, we'll admit it and we'll correct it. And if you're so willing, we'll let you come on the air and correct it also. Right, Hal?
That's true. This will be aired on Father's Day weekend. And I'm really proud to say that our son is taking it in a big way, and our oldest boy. And I call him a boy. He'll be 60 on his next birthday, so don't get the wrong idea. And he's coming down on Thursday, actually Thursday of this week, and staying all the way through Father's Day. And he wants to help us around the house with some project that we'd like to have some help with. And I think that's a wonderful Father's Day present. So I'm proud of it and want to brag about it a little bit.
Well, good. Well, I'm glad you reminded us that this is airing on Father's Day. So to all you fathers out there, happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
And thank you for all you do, because if you're taking the time to try to educate yourself, then I'm confident that you're also taking time to try to educate your children. That's an important thing nowadays, because the public education that our kids are getting, you are seeing the results of that in the streets today. You're seeing that in Seattle and New York and other areas around the country where the streets are full of the youth of our country rioting and burning and looting and just...
Not getting arrested, because that would cause a problem.
Yeah, well, if you get rid of the police, the problem goes away.
Does that include Chad, or what's the other
Chaz,
name?
Chaz, Chop.
Chop, yeah. Yeah.
It's amazing.
Actually, I read an article today that said that three obvious factions are developing in that, and one of them, the least problematical, they are saying the third faction of predominantly white bourgeois young people has attempted to transform the Chaz / Chop into a block party with murals, musicians, and small vendors providing entertainment with political overtones.
Right.
I thought that was a hoot.
Now, I don't want anybody
misled, misinformed. They don't know what they're doing.
I don't want anybody to get the wrong idea. I'm not saying that all of the youth that are there are there with ill intentions. There are well-intentioned people there, some very well-intentioned people, and they are getting their eyes opened. and are learning lessons the hard way.
Well, you know, I think those young people really are, they're shallow, but they're well-intended. But the Black Lives Matter and the socialist and fascist groups that are in there are dangerous, and they're hardliners. And there is violence that has erupted, and the word CHOP comes from, obviously, that Capitol Hill organized protesters, but the impetus for it was CHOP sounds like the sound that a guillotine makes
right.
when it falls. This is not innocent.
Well, they one of the leaders there with his megaphone speaking referred back to the French Revolution.
Exactly.
And asked if you knew what happened to the
yes.
people. Right.
There's a very interesting post on Facebook today. Now, I can't attest to the veracity, but it sounds like it might be true. And this is something that happened in CHAZ or CHOP or whatever you choose to call it. This person left their tent to go for a walk around the beautiful nation of CHAZ. When they returned, their laptop was stolen, $400, food and supplies. Now, this is the text that went on after that. I appreciate the kind gesture this community has given me, but I'm afraid I don't have much supplies and necessities to last the week. I might be packing up to leave soon. They got the reply. Please don't leave. We are stronger together. You don't actually know what happened to your belongings, only that they vanished. So to say it is theft is not entirely fair. It could be that a disadvantaged resident was in greater need of the items than you, and that's what we are about as a community. I know it's hard to hear this, but treat it as an unplanned donation. You did good today. I'm proud of you.
Oh, oh, good grief.
Yeah. Well, I want to go back to, Bob, go ahead.
I wanted to add to that. There's also the reports the Olympia, Washington mayor, Cheryl Selby, she was a supporter of Black Lives Matter rioters until they came and vandalized her home. She even got down on her knees to grovel and show the left-wing mob that used power how wrong they were. But she did not seem to care very much when ordinary folks were being accosted by the mob. But now that she has learned she isn't insulated from the mayhem, she has changed her tune.
Goodness gracious.
Right, right. Going back to Rainer, you mentioned Black Lives Matter and mm-hmm. Their nefarious intent or whatever, however you worded that. I watched a video, I think it was yesterday. Can't remember what year it was. It's not been that long ago, though. Might have been 15 or 16. It's filmed inside a mosque, and your imam's speaking there, and they're talking about Black Lives Matter is their movement.
They were co-opting them. They were co-opting the movement. Yep.
Yes.
How weird, because they have a terrible attitude toward blacks.
But they have a good attitude towards terrorism and how they can use it against anybody that they want to use it against, no matter what color you are. They will take advantage.
Yeah.
We're in the situation where they're jumping on the emotional train. Remember, with emotions, you can change anybody's attitude. So they're going to jump
on
the emotional train, not that it has anything to do with them.
I made a really bad mistake, because when I heard that, it didn't compute, because I know the writings and what they have to say about blacks and what their attitude is. I assumed they would be consistent, which is stupid because they never play fair. My apologies.
No problem. I'll try to find that before we're through today and let you know where you can see it at. But there is a lot going on there in that environment. There are a number of entities involved. And you have to wonder, okay, when you've got some of the leaders there in this movement going to the trunk of their car, opening it up, and taking out AR-15s and passing them out. Is anybody out here 18 know how to use a Glock gun? Now, AR-15s aren't cheap. where are they getting them, who's providing the money to do this, and why isn't there an uproar about that from these liberals that are so anti-gun? You know, you've got a leader of an effort that could possibly be violent at any given moment, and they're passing out what the left repeatedly refers to as assault weapons.
Yep.
And most of them call them automatic weapons out of ignorance. They aren't automatic.
Semi.
Right.
Well, I tell you, Rick, my thought about that is the same as about Muslims. They have double standards, and they don't stick to a consistent set of rules. Their own group gets a pass at a lot of things that the rest of the world does not. It don't ask for uniformity and even-handedness, approaching all people with all different spectrums of ideas, because this isn't going to happen. Only if you go along with what they're pushing do you get a pass.
Right. Hal?
Rick asked the question, who's behind it as far as the money is concerned? And if I had to take a wild guess, I'd say it's two people, Soros and Gates.
Well, Soros, definitely. I'm not sure how involved Gates is in that effort. He's right. Involved in a lot of other nefarious stuff to do with vaccinations and financing a lot of bad entities that we don't
know. And there's another guy, too. He's
Tom Steyer.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I started to say he was a Democrat candidate for president at one time. But, yeah, Tom Steyer is who I was looking for. I'd be betting, placing money on him as well.
Okay, well, that gets off to a start. That we need to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, we were talking about just before the break about how Hamas and the Muslims are part of Black Lives Matter, and I'm going to play this audio for you right now.
That you are powerful. You can make a whole difference in 2016. You can change the reality of our time. This is the time for us as American Muslims to be in the front, not to retreat, because all of you are leaders. Your votes are your negotiating power in the year 2016. Turn your centers, Islamic centers, mosques, into registration centers for voters. Black Lives Matter is our matter. Black Lives Matter is our campaign.
Basically, you are the new black people of America. If we don't stand, you will see Muslims murdered in the streets. We are the community that staged a revolution across the world. If we could do that, why can't we have that revolution in America?
There you go, folks. Now, that was recorded in a mosque. And the reason I bring that out is because you need to know. If you're going to get involved in a movement, you need to know who else is involved in it, where the money's coming from, what the impetus of it is, what is the movement all about. Do black lives matter? Absolutely. Every life matters. And you know what? Those pre-born black lives matter. But Planned Parenthood doesn't think so. Okay? Brown lives matter. White lives matter.
Purple polka-dotted lives matter.
All life matters because, you know, life comes from God Almighty. God created each and every one of us. We're all created equal. We all are born with the same rights. And those rights come from God, not from our government. Our government is too busy trying to take our rights away.
It was set up to protect them.
It was. It's doing a sorry job of it nowadays. Yeah, folks, you need to know. It may feel good, make you feel good to be part of something that you feel like you're standing up for somebody else's rights. But don't be a sheep. Don't be used for a nefarious purpose. Know what you're getting into. Do your own research. Don't take my word for it. Go out there and thoroughly research. Don't just listen to what's on the evening news or the daily talk shows. Go out there and actually find out, because there's more than one side to the story. All of your mainstream media comes from six corporations. They control it all. They control the narrative, and they all speak the same forked tongue. So you need to get away from relying on mainstream media for all of your news sources, because you're not getting all the facts.
You know, Rick, I just wanted to add that often people like to jump onto the spontaneous organization. And be cautious when you jump onto a spontaneous organization behind something when they've got 17 buses lined up and 3,000 pre-printed signs and all that organization, and you have no idea where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Right. Yeah. And as Hal mentioned, pre-planned and pre-placed pallets of bricks to be handy for throwing at the law enforcement and through the windows of the stores and the
stores. So they try to co-opt the people who were there really to protest because of what happened, and they turn it into something entirely different.
People,
the organized
people
ones,
with
the
good intentions, people with good intentions get sucked in and used for bad purpose. And there's plenty of history on this, because it's not just started here. Numerous countries have been taken down using the same plans, the communist and socialist plans that are out there on how to overthrow a government. You can follow those steps and see each and every one of them taking place here in America today. And the same individuals that were responsible for taking down those other countries by destroying their economies.
Overloading the system,
right.
Destroying their history,
right.
Turning one group another group.
They're just repeating the same thing that's been successful throughout history in other countries. You go back and look at what Hitler did. Hitler was very well liked by a lot of people in the beginning because he was saying the right things, he was doing the right things, and he even warned you, I've got your kids, I don't need you. Once I've got the youth, I've got it all. And what's going on today? Same thing.
Yeah. One of the things I think we need to be aware of is there is an election in November, and President Trump has undone quite a lot of President Obama's move toward globalism mm-hmm. and giving away American sovereignty. If President Trump wins a second term, America will regain its sovereignty and we will stand strong. I think in the next couple of months, you are going to see all the stops come out against this. I think that's what the ruckus today about the John Bolton book is. Regardless of what you think about John Bolton, he is a globalist.
Yes.
And they are trying to move toward the New World Order, and Trump is in the way. And what we need to realize is that Trump is in the way, and many of us are in the way also.
Yeah.
So if they can manage to remove him, we're the next step.
We need to give him time to drain the swamp.
And folks, if you've been familiar with CCTA for an extended period of time, long before we even started doing the radio show, and that's been on the air for 6 years now, we warned you in Agenda 21. We talked yeah. We taught classes, we had book studies, we did education on what was to come mm-hmm. under Agenda 21. And now it's Agenda 30, I believe they're calling it now. It's the same thing.
Yeah, it's another number, but same thing, just right. as you said.
Also the creature from Jekyll Isle, that was another one.
Yes.
All this stuff, it was, like I say, the history's out there. And part of their plan is destroying the history.
Oh, yeah.
You've got these people, these kids that are very passionate now, and they're running around, and they're tearing things up, and they're tearing down statues, and they don't even know who the statues are. Mm-hmm. They're tearing down statues that commemorated abolition and the freeing of the slaves. They're tearing down statues of people that had nothing to do with slavery at all. They're just,
busy illustrating their own ignorance.
Christopher Columbus, what was the purpose of tearing that down,
Because we ruined it for the Indians, of course.
I guess.
Mm. Heard this morning that the University of Virginia, and I graduated from university way back in 61, where it was a lot different then, but I heard that their athletic symbol, which has been a cavalier, and right underneath the cavalier, they always have this curved wall. And what that's supposed to represent is the serpentine walls at the University of Virginia. And the reason they're serpentine, which is shaped like a snake, in other words, the reason for that is that they're only one brick wide. If you had them in practically any other shape, they'd fall down. So that's the real reason.
One brick thick. They stand without any further assistance because
right.
of the shape.
Well, I guess you could have put posts up. There are other ways to do it, but just one brick thick and no other supports. It's called a serpentine wall. What they're saying about that is that it's symbolic of the curves, because Jefferson didn't want to see the people to be able to see inside and see all the slaves working. Now, isn't that a heck of a stretch? And they actually have that on the news this morning, that they're going to do away with the symbol or change the symbol to make them straight instead of curved, because Jefferson was trying to hide the slaves. I mean, that makes no sense.
And the truth is, he was way ahead of his time understanding shell construction.
Right.
And how the shape can help support structurally.
And if you don't think that all of this is planned and orchestrated, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what's going to wake you up. None of this is happening by coincidence.
Yeah.
Look back. If you look at some of the events that are happening, you'll see that every 4 years we have a semi-pandemic or virus or something like that hit.
The sky is falling.
Just in time for the presidential elections.
Right before the elections, right. Why are we being locked down and locked in, and our businesses are not being allowed to operate? And the economy.
To try to send our economy south so we'll get mad at our president, of
course.
There
you go. the economy. Most people, the most important thing in every election to most people is the economy. That's what they judge things on. And they're trying to destroy the economy. That's, yep. That's plain and simple. Also, the tearing down of our history. They're not randomly just going around and tearing down everything. They've got a plan on how to wipe out certain aspects of our history.
Yeah, it's spilling over, and they're getting some additional ones.
Right.
But yeah, it has to do with misrepresenting the South, misrepresenting our founding,
right,
and misrepresenting a lot of things that really are at the heart of who we truly are as a country.
Right. And you'll see, like I said, throughout history, that's been done before. What happened in Iraq with all the religious places there that they bombed and destroyed?
Taliban tore it all down.
In Afghanistan, the Buddhist statues.
Thousands of years old, historic religious temples and places that identified with Christianity, wiped off the face of the earth. That's the way they operate, and that's what's going on here. If they can take God out of our schools, which they did, take it out of our government, which they're working on, take it out of everything, if they can get rid of all the rules and foundations of the country and then all the history of what really happened, how the country was built and who built it and why they built it and why they did it the way they did, if they can wipe all that out and destroy it, which they are also doing through the education system, because they're teaching, if they're teaching any history at all, they're teaching revisionist history.
Oh, yeah.
Now, okay, teachers, don't get all upset. I'm not pinning that on all of you, because we do have some good teachers out there.
But they're far too many who and they're trapped, party line.
They're trapped in a bad system, okay? And you mentioned how Bill Gates earlier, that's one of the things you can pin on him,
sure.
And that's Common Core.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Common Core education, which is part of the globalist agenda that Mary's talking about over there.
And so, speaking of Mary, Right Wing Granny has a nice article up right now about taking God and religion out of our life, that
right
in much along the same veins that you were hitting, but it's a good one.
Well,
worth going and having a look at.
If you look through history from the beginning, anytime you have a godless society, it's short-lived. It's self-destructive.
Could I dare mention something on a happier note? In the last this past week has been a really, really busy week for CCTA. Early on, there was a flotilla here in New Bern, and CCTA members decided there would be a lot of conservative folks there that would be happy to hear our message. So we went down there. Rainer's our membership chairman. She was the lead on this. And we set up a canopy. We had flyers out there. We had our constitutions and the booklet that explains all the founding principles. And then we put our CCTA information card inside of that. We also hung a banner on the other side of the fence so that people in the boats could see it. And so as it evolved, people were going up near where the canopy was set up, and the boats were showing off in front of the canopy, the sign that banner we'd put out in front of it. And all in all, it just turned out to be a wonderful thing for CCTA. We gave away, I guess, 200 to 300 or something like that of the little package we had put together. And then later in the week, we had our virtual general meeting, and we had some complications as far as the technical end of it was concerned, as we usually do with Zoom. But really, we honored the people that were included in the Normandy invasion. Several of us talked about, well, our main guest was Frank DeVita, Elizabeth McDowell's father from down in Havelock, but he lives up in New York now, and he's 95 years old, just as cognizant as he could possibly be, and he participated in that meeting. And then several of us talked about other people that were involved in the Normandy invasion that we know about. And so all in all, I just thought it was a wonderful week for CCTA, and I wanted to mention that.
All right. The purpose of the meeting, as Hal mentioned, was to honor our vets and the greatest generation. These guys, you know, Frank is 95, and there's not many of him left.
No.
That generation will soon be gone, and that is part of our history. And I mentioned that it's a shame that the youth in France are more cognizant and knowledgeable of what took place in that war and the debt of gratitude they have for America's role in it.
You know, Rick, I listen to those stories, and I've listened to others, and you think about going in on a landing craft, dropping the gate, which exposes you and everybody on the boat to
machine gun fire.
Parachuting in when you don't know how to parachute. You just, you know, automatic ripcord, jump out of this plane or get pushed out of this plane. Fighting in trenches. I think to myself, when I'm hearing stories like that, imagine being in that situation. Imagine being able to handle it. And it's got to be tough to do. It's got to be really tough to do. And they did it by the thousands.
Right. This is a challenge for any young folks that might be listening. If you don't know what D-Day was, go to YouTube and search for D-Day. Search for Beach of Normandy. Search for World War II. There are plenty of documentary videos there that are still available. All that's not been erased yet.
Thank heavens.
But
because it showed the best of the best of us.
Right. That is what this country is all about. The freedoms you have today to walk the streets of this country and tear down statues and write graffiti on the buildings and drop the F-bomb everywhere you go and demonstrate and protest. You got those freedoms secured by the blood of thousands of men and women that gave their lives to protect your right to do that. And you need to know about it. You need to see it firsthand, because the cameras are there. It was filmed. The stories are being told. And you just need to take it upon yourself. Don't rely on your school teacher or anybody else to do it for you. You do it yourself. If you really want to know why you have the right to do what you can do in this country, go and find out yourself.
If it weren't for them, we'd be speaking German on the East Coast and Japanese on the West Coast.
The World War II Museum, there's a very good World War II Museum in New Orleans, actually funded by Tom Hanks after he filmed Saving Private Ryan.
Gosh.
And it's in New Orleans because the Higgins boats were the boats that were used in D-Day landing. And one of the things I learned, we've been through there a number of times, and one of the things I learned, you mentioned the paratroopers.
Mm-hmm.
They knew that if they were spotted, they would be shot on the way down.
Yeah.
So one of the things that was done is they dropped dummies, stuffed like 5-foot dummies from parachutes, along with the paratroopers, hoping that the dummies would be decoys and that the paratroopers would not be shot down.
Oh, my goodness.
I thought that was cool.
And if you want an illustration of the atrocities that were being committed against the German citizens by Hitler and the Nazis, I went to the museum up in Washington, D.C., and they've got exhibits there that illustrate this. And one of the things that stuck in my mind, it still chokes me up to think about, there was a lamp, and the lamp shade is made out of human skin.
And yep. The shoes.
The shoes.
Mm-hmm.
There was a room full of shoes that they had taken away from the Jews that they had gassed, and it was horrible to see that.
Right. They're talking about the Holocaust Museum. If you ever are in D.C., and you're going around to all the different places of historical significance that haven't been burned down yet, and we hope they aren't. That's one you definitely want to go to, is the Holocaust Museum.
And our brave soldiers and airmen and people that went on the D-Day invasion, that was part of the motivation that they had to set things right.
Absolutely. Bob?
Quick one. If you are interested, right now, just go and do a quick duck, duck, DuckDuckGo search. I think you could probably even do a Google search. Prefer that you do a DuckDuckGo search. Frank DeVita and D-Day. Frank DeVita and D-Day. You will get about 20 results back that you can go and search History Channel and all that stuff. He's been interviewed a number of times. That was a gentleman that we were that's going to be the lost generation very, yep. very soon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, hopefully not real soon.
All right. Well, we need to take another quick break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, I was during the break, I was scrolling through here and found a post. It says, America is canceling brands with racist beginnings, like Aunt Jemima and some other products being taken down. Planned Parenthood was founded by Margaret Sanger, who wrote in a 1939 letter, quote, "We do not want word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population. Fight racism, defund Planned Parenthood."
Good idea.
Mary, you got something upbeat over there, I believe.
Yeah, we need a good story.
Okay.
And at the risk of plugging my own stuff, which I've been known to do, there is an article up at Right Wing Granny that says why we should never defund the police. And it's a story of a San Diego canine police officer named Jonathan Weiss. And he was near the San Diego Coronado Bridge because a little girl's mother had called the police Saturday morning and said that her husband was suicidal and planned to take their 2-year-old toddlers with him, and he was going to the bridge and going to drive off of it. Well, Wise was in the cliff area, and he saw the car, and he saw that it flipped over in the ocean below. Now, this particular police officer was afraid of heights, and he didn't know what to do. So he got his canine leash and wrapped it around him, tied himself to another officer, and rappelled down the rock and rescued the man and the two daughters. Now, the two daughters are in the hospital, but they're expected to recover, and I assume the man is about to spend some time in jail or get some mental help. But this guy was, I mean, this is why we have policemen.
Yes.
Because they do things like that.
They do.
And they do the things they're afraid of, too.
And they often do it no matter what race you are,
yes,
what sex you are, what country you come from. They do it because they're there to protect the human race. They're there to protect you. And they don't get enough credit for that. All that gets pointed out is the one or two bad ones that go off to the deep end and do something atrocious. You know, there's too many good people out there, not just in the police force, but in the fire departments and the medical services that go, they don't even think twice before they put their own life mm-hmm. in harm's way to help another human being. Again, no matter what race they are, no matter what age they are, no matter what sex they are, they see somebody in need and they just automatically go into action.
Think of all the policemen that were running up the stairs on 9/11
and firemen,
as everyone
yes.
else was trying to get out of the buildings.
Right, and we lost a number of
yes,
of
we
them.
Did.
We did. And it's the same thing when we were talking about the landing craft on the beaches. Those guys knew because they witnessed it happening ahead of them. They knew that their chances of surviving another 15 minutes were almost zero. And for many of them, it was. There were so many things against them that day because even though it was a well-planned out assault, it didn't work out the way they wanted it to. The winds caused the high tide to come in much higher than was anticipated. So a lot of them, when they went out that ramp, they were in water over their heads with a 90-pound pack on their back, you know.
And the German machine guns
and the machine
were
well right.
ensconed in bunkers.
Right.
And I also think about those citizens with that Flight 93 that crashed into the field. And the guys hollered, "Let's roll," and attacked the culprit and brought the chain down and saved other people's lives.
To go back to D-Day for a minute.
Yeah.
My dad was one of the people that landed on D-Day. He landed on Utah Beach. And the World War II veterans didn't talk a whole lot about their experiences. So I don't know very much. But I do know two things. They were blown off course, and they landed at a part of the beach that was not as heavily fortified
right.
as where they were supposed to go. Now, the other thing, which has always amazed me, there was a lot of secrecy. They had things to give the impression of going over at Calais, and nobody knew when they were going. Mm-hmm. The payday before they left, they were paid in French francs.
Yeah, and General Patton was used to lure them to another beach as well.
Yes.
Right. You know, this, Alan Harrop wrote an article about, is America racist, that's in the current CCTA page on in the County Compass. And it isn't a warm and fuzzy story, but he talked about some statistics that have to do with the police that illustrate clearly that racism is not systemic in American police forces. A little bit of the data that he shares is that in 2019, all over our country, there were 9 unarmed black men shot by police, 24 unarmed white men shot by police, and in the same period, 48 police officers were killed by suspects. And that occurred during the process of effecting 10.3 million arrests, which probably came about as a result of approximately five times that in additional encounters between police and civilians. So the statistics, and other years are similar, the statistics make it abundantly clear that it is not systemic. It is individual bad apples here and there, and that's not excusing that one bit. It's a terrible thing when it happens, but it is totally different from the picture that the lamestream alphabet media types are babbling constantly in our dear little ears.
You know, as you mentioned that, yes, for that one person or that one family that's involved with whatever that incident is, it's horrible, it's tragic, or whatever else, and you're looking at it statistically, and yes, it's a minuscule portion of people. I'm going to just divert to, let's pick on the COVID-19. If you look at, there's a new graph out that says there are 354 in the United States, 354 deaths per million people. Okay. Now, in Belgium, it's 845 deaths per million people. Now, let's put the 354 deaths per million people in perspective. If everybody got to live to age 90, 10% of the million people would have to die just to maintain the average population. So essentially, a million people, of a million people, you know, what is that? That's 100,000 people would generally have to die just to maintain your population. So what, now we're talking about 354 from this one thing. How many have died from auto accidents? How many have died from a drunk driver? How many have died from various things?
Sure.
Many, many more than 354.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, as I mentioned earlier in the show, much of this is orchestrated to affect the upcoming election. Look at the sequence of events, the timeline, one tragic thing after another. One ends, another one immediately starts, and now we're back to the second round of COVID coming up. The fear-mongering on that is just nonstop, 24 hours a day.
But you know what? Think about it, Rick. What they told us to begin with was to not overwhelm the hospitals. Well, the hospitals are thin of company. We don't have that problem anymore. And the numbers are very, very small. It's nothing like what we were told. We need to ignore this and get on with living.
Right. Well, there's only one solution to it all. And that's 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. There's still hope for our country to be healed.
Absolutely.
It's time to take a knee, folks. It's time to take two knees, to get on your knees and look towards heaven and ask the one that can heal our land to do that. And that's through prayer. We're going to take our final break, and we'll be right back.
In a time when personal responsibility is being mocked and minimized, who's really responsible for your safety and security? Who's really readily available to provide protection for you and your loved ones? Law enforcement is not always going to be there when you need that safety most. Are you prepared to keep you and your family safe and secure? I'm Randy Seiler, owner and instructor for Responsible Security, LLC, and I invite you to be that person, to be the responsible one. Contact me at ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com so you can be better trained, safer, more secure, responsible. At Responsible Security LLC, I provide personal firearms and security training for a variety of skill levels. Currently, classes are available for obtaining a North Carolina concealed carry handgun permit and for advancing your personal firearms skills. Remember, your safety and security depends on you first. Visit ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com to learn more and sign up for a class so you can be better prepared to meet your responsibilities.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Y'all ready for this? The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
All right, welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, folks, we've covered a lot of territory today. Not a lot of it happy stuff, but important stuff, stuff we need to confront and face and learn about. Find the facts, the truth, share the facts, share the truth. Please. CCTA's mission is to hold our elected officials accountable. We also would like for you to hold us accountable. If you, like I said, if you find where we're erring some way, share the truth with us. Show us the light. We'll be glad to accept it. But we're going to try to verify it first, you know. We try to provide the sources for our information when we do publish or talk about things. We try to share that with you and encourage you to follow up on it and see for yourself. Now, we talked about all kinds of problems in our country, one of them being the racism problem. And we talked about D-Day and the World War II heroes. And it reminded me of something I've always heard. There's no racism in a foxhole.
You're right about that.
And, you know, it's a shame because I grew up, and if I saw somebody on the side of the road broke down, it didn't bother me what color they were or anything else. I would pull off the road and help them.
Mm-hmm.
But in today's environment, you have to stop and question, is it safe to do that? And it's not because of a race issue. It's because of an evil issue.
Yeah,
there are
sad.
Evil people, you know. There's men in prison today that tried to come to the aid of somebody and they were falsely accused of attempted sexual assault or rape or they stole something or, you know. There's all kinds of evil in the world. It's not all related to race issues.
You know, Rick, even as you're talking, we're in the middle of a litigious society. I had to go to the doctor's office today to get some blood drawn. While there was a person that came that needed help getting her mother out of the car. Now, should I go out and help and possibly be liable? Or should I allow one of the workers from the doctor's office go out and help because they're covered by the liability insurance?
Right.
Folks, litigious society, somehow we've just lost common sense.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point you brought up. It goes right along with what I was saying. You're afraid to try to help people because you could be sued, you could be assaulted, you could be falsely accused of a crime or something.
It's sad to have to think that way.
It is. It didn't used to be that way. Our society has changed so much.
I know about a doctor that... He has a practice up on Route 81, I believe, is a highway, and he goes up on the highway and parks his car off and checks on the truck drivers that come in there to make sure they're all right. He's been known to save lives that way, mm-hmm. and there are some good people out there, very good people.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of good people that are afraid to act on their kindness now, mm-hmm. Because of the state of our society. You don't know what you're getting into. And so for your own self-preservation sometimes, you don't stop or you don't reach out to help. It's not very often that I don't, but I have had instances where I'm not sure about this, you know. And sometimes I'll just dial 911 and say, hey, there's a car broke down on the side of the road. And give them the milepost number or whatever, not just leave them there.
An interesting footnote to what I just said was that doctor's father was the Secretary of the Army stationed at the Pentagon.
Wow. Okay, folks, well, I hope you've enjoyed today's show. I thank you for tuning in. I want to remind you to please visit our sponsors. Right now, they could use your help. Their businesses are hurting because of the COVID shutdowns and all. But the ones that are able to open up with drive-thrus and all, please visit them and show them your support and thank them for supporting CCTA. Hope you'll tune us in next week right here on 107.1. We are on the air Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. and then twice on Sunday at 10 a.m. and again at 8 p.m.
11 a.m.
I mean 11 a.m., yeah. Yes. That's why I have these folks here. They keep me straight. All right. Be safe, be good, and we hope we see you again next week.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
The CCTA truly appreciates their sponsors because their support makes it possible for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association to bring all of you Wake Up Call every Sunday. Those sponsors include Professional Auto Services on Country Club Road in New Bern, Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutrition Consultant, Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend. Other great supporters are RightWingGranny.com with a unique perspective on the news, B&J Seafood on US 70 in New Bern, the North Carolina Fisheries Association, Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair on Highway 17 South in New Bern, also the County Compass, serving Pamlico, Beaufort, Craven, and Carteret counties, Dr. J. Singleton, Moore's Old Time Barbecue. Tune in for the CCTA Wake Up Call every Sunday on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240.